You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
Queen Latifah has been my homegirl for so many years. Now, she's opening up about a deeply personal struggle.
I was just shocked. I was like, nah.
I am on a mission to change the shame attached to weight, the stigma attached to it.
Was there ever a time where you felt like your size was scrutinized publicly?
At 18, I looked in the mirror and I said, I have to make a decision. I'm either going to hate myself or I'm going to love myself. Mm. That's a very dark place, dark, dark place.
Queen Latifah has been my homegirl for so many years, and I love her to death.
I met Lai long before she was the queen of rap, an Oscar-nominated actress, and an Emmy-winning producer. We were just teenagers when I saw her perform at a club in Baltimore where I grew up. Since then, our bond grew into a beautiful friendship.
Ooh, what's up with that break, Jada?
We've worked together many times, including co-starring in Set It Off and Girls Trip. I've always admired Lai for being a trailblazing icon, pushing boundaries and reshaping the conversation around women and beauty. She's never let Hollywood's image of the perfect body stop her from becoming one of the greatest entertainers of our generation. And of course, she always makes me laugh.
Come on out here, Lai.
Is that my name being called? I just heard my name being called. Who done let me in the door? Who done let me in the door?
So cool.
Oh, my love.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God. How are you?
Lai.
JP?
That's all I'm gonna say. So you're on a mission.
I am on a mission right now to change the stigma associated with obesity.
Yes. Mm. It's about time.
Yes.
Wow.
Let's take these numbers. 2 in 5 Americans obese.
Right.
4 in 5
black women.
Right.
Obese.
Right.
But we just look at ourselves different.
Yeah.
Right.
Because some things, you know, they're cultural issues. Black women, we've learned to love through all this weight.
Mm-hmm.
And all this.
All of it.
Judgment.
Yeah.
So I'm involved with a campaign called It's Bigger Than Me.
Right.
It's about the shame attached to weight, the stigma attached to it, what people talk about, how they talk about you, the little words people drop.
Yeah.
I think if people understood it more, then it could change the conversation.
Right. Why now for you?
What happened was I hooked up with a trainer, Jeanette, and she broke down this whole, you know, Jeanette. Well, if you know Jeanette, then you know Jeanette is
she's
like...
She's not about the play-play.
No. Yeah. She, and she has degrees.
Right.
And she's scientific and mathematic. She was showing me different body types, and she's like, this is what your BMI is, this is what your weight is, and you fall into this category of obesity. I was mad at that.
Yeah, same.
It just pissed me off.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I mean, I'm just thick.
Right.
But I'm saying. And she said you are 30% over where you should be. You know, and I'm like, obesity?
Right.
So I was like, nah.
Right.
Because I didn't see myself that way.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's the problem. And that's why I'm here. Because that word brings a connotation with it.
Right.
Okay.
And the connotation is the problem.
Right. Yeah.
Obesity and overweight are medical terms used to classify how much body fat a person has. Body mass index, or BMI, is the standard for calculating body fat based on height and weight. The National Institutes of Health breaks down BMI into four categories: underweight, healthy weight, overweight, and obese.
It's about just how it's looked at, you know?
The stigma. The stigma. Whole, like, there's not enough understanding.
I think people find overweight people offensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think people just have a negative, visceral reaction to people that are overweight.
They gotta figure that out.
Part of what Lai's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's how people are treated, mm-hmm. how people feel about you, how people look at
you. And I think that at the end of the day, we put far too much attention on the exterior aspect of a person.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at some of the upsetting research. According to experts, weight prejudice is the last remaining social acceptable bias. Numerous studies have found children as young as 3 believe harmful stereotypes and biases toward overweight people, including that they are lazy, weak-willed, unsuccessful, and unintelligent.
Kind of reminds me of how people think about black people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Trying to get me hyped up over here.
A recent news story revealed some shocking statistics about weight discrimination at work. For every 6 pounds a woman gains, her hourly pay drops 2%. People who are overweight are hired less, promoted less, and paid less.
That I totally see that.
Yep.
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that
absolutely.
Was allowed. I mean, some people just have different kinds of body types.
Absolutely.
Some people naturally are just born just bigger.
And that's why I was just shocked. I was like, obese? Nah.
I didn't connect with this obese word as applied to me. I just thought I needed to stop eating something and get in the gym. But it did wake me up in terms of it being not just a physical thing. This can be a genetic thing, a hormonal thing.
Meaning it's a different kind of management, possibly.
Absolutely.
Right.
So once you're aware of that, then you can maybe do something about it. Put it like this. If you looked at obesity as a disease, which it is, do you think you would crack all of these jokes that people do?
Same thing with addiction.
Exactly.
If you recognize addiction as a disease, because it is, then your attitude is different about it.
Absolutely.
So that's what you're saying about obesity. We need to change our thought processes around it.
For me, it's not about a weight thing. It's really about health at the end of the day. But I know a lot of people who are actually quite thin and are not healthy.
Exactly.
But that goes along with also when you talk about black women and obesity. When I think about what foods we have access to.
That's what I was going to say.
In the environments that we're in, right?
Yes. The price of groceries.
Yeah.
You know, the access to healthy foods.
It's ridiculous.
You know, there's no reason why we should be eating what we've had to eat.
Right? And so...
And that's historically. I mean,
that's... Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah, that's historic. Absolutely.
Exactly. This is why it's such an opportune time to really get into the subject, because at the end of the day, you want people to feel good about who they are.
Exactly. Yeah.
But if it's always coming through a lens of someone else, that's not healthy.
Love, was there ever a time where you felt like your size was scrutinized publicly?
I've been publicly scrutinized, I think, my whole career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just came out the door looking different.
Yeah.
It's like, who is this girl with this African clothes on and no shoes on her feet?
I thought it was hot.
Hell yeah.
Thank God I met you.
Hot, you know what I'm saying?
Thank God I met you.
Latino,
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, they've been trying to figure me out, like, from jump. Like,
yeah.
Where is she going with this?
Did you ever feel any kind of scrutiny during Living Single?
That was one of the major ones.
Wow.
And it happened a couple times. We helped create Living Single. So when you look at that picture, you see four different women, four different shades, four different
right.
types. And we look like four women who would live in Brooklyn.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's who we were supposed to be representing. And mm-hmm. we loved being able to do that because
right.
we rocked brands that nobody
right.
was rocking. We had all kind of guests on our show that have never been on TV before,
right.
rappers and actors and just cool people. But the word came down that we needed to lose weight.
Right.
That was delivered. The word
the
came
word
down.
The word came down. No one particular said
yeah.
the word
and
floated
like,
down.
Where
yeah.
is the word coming down from?
From. Mm-hmm.
You know Sha-Kem, my partner.
Oh,
and
I do.
Sha is not... Yes, you do. So, you know, Sha
yeah.
wasn't having it. He did make me aware of it, but, you know, he obviously was like, she's not doing it. Not for you, not for anybody. Goodbye.
Right.
You know, pretty much, what are you talking about? But I thought also about my castmates. Like, how do they feel about themselves?
Right.
And then to have to hear this. We're on the number one show among Black and Latino households
right.
in America.
Right.
And you're telling us we need to lose weight. Maybe you're the one with the problem.
Yeah.
Because
right.
maybe you're the one that has the issue. Because
mm-hmm.
the show is a success. And
mm-hmm.
you're telling us we need to lose weight. But that happened again, too. You know, the word came down again. And it was like, come on, enough
100%.
Already.
100%.
Trying to fit into what somebody else is telling you about who you need.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. Even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Need to be. We're also taught these ideas of beauty.
Right.
You know, this is what you're supposed to look like. Right. But when you have these pictures painted for you and it is implanted over generations,
exactly.
That's the problem.
That's what's been the beauty about you. Yeah.
Even since the beginning of your career, you've been always speaking out about the power
of woman. Sure.
That's true. But at the same time, when your mom is the ideal beauty for us, as Black people, she looked like my little mini-me when we stand next to each other. I have to figure out how to find clothes that look right on me, on my size, in this world.
Right.
When designers are not creating those fashion brands that have these sizes.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So it's like, if I was a size 24 I got style, I still want to rock what the size 2 is wearing.
Yeah. Right.
But the designers are like, no, we're going to stop right here.
Right.
Okay. Have you checked the stats of the sizes of the people in the country?
Right.
I think you might want to make some clothes in this size. What's the problem? Don't you get it?
Right.
No, you don't want to get it. You don't want us to look like this. You don't want us. I think it gets back to what Dan was saying.
That's deep right there.
I'm like, you don't want us to live this fullness.
Right.
Like, I knew when I wanted to play basketball, I had to run down the court like this because my breasts would be bouncing because the bras weren't very, supportive at the time, But if I wanted to play basketball, that's what I was going to have to do.
Right.
Thank God the bras have changed since then and are much better. But those things affect you. And telling someone, you're too big to play that. You'll never play that sport. Or, you can't handle that. You can't be on that squad. It crushes people.
Yeah.
It crushes your spirit there.
Right.
Lizzo has taken really amazing strides in that direction, putting the beauty of bigger-bodied individuals.
Yeah. Thank you so much for keeping me happy, for keeping me alive. Thank you.
I followed her when she was just playing the flute and singing songs for years.
Right.
Before she blew way up, she has created a language around this that is different from any language I've heard.
Yeah.
Surrounding body type.
And different Rihanna sizes, too.
Like, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Rihanna with her Fenty line and Savage line.
Yeah, Savage.
You know, with the models that she has on the runway. Like, she goes all in, all sizes, all colors, all different backgrounds. It's been beautiful.
And that's what you do.
Yeah,
you
super inclusive.
And then everyone else, winds up looking like, how do we miss that?
Exactly.
Because you weren't looking for it. And you didn't try. You didn't have the bravery to just look right in front of you and see that there's a big place missing in this market.
As your friend, it feels so good to just see you. I can tell how passionate you are about this, right?
Well, I figured if I came on Red Table Talk, I could get you for at least 3 more episodes, which is like having days off at work because we have so much fun. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll get you to come steal a few more paintings, on the closet.
Oh, that's going to happen. Okay.
Come back on and steal
something.
We got to bring back
Ready.
You know what I mean? Jesse Cook got the flow back in the building.
And
I missed the family.
Queens in the house. So we invited a special group of fans to join us for this important conversation. Yes.
Yay,
we
fans.
Got some fans. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Where's Tamar? Hey, Tamar.
Hi.
Tamar is known as the curvy darling. Millions follow her on her various lifestyle platforms.
How are you?
I'm so excited to be here. I started my platform almost 10 years ago to change the narrative that I've been force-fed my entire life about what fat lives look like, what fat people live like. So I share my life. I share my experiences. I share my travel, my fitness, what I'm cooking, falling in love. And it's my life where I'm the main character and not my fat, not my body.
Right. I love that.
I'm the meat character. Yes. I love that too. I gotta give one up for that.
It's amazing when you can change that mindset.
Right.
Right.
I did have a question for Queen Latifah.
No, I wasn't there. I didn't do it.
You're such a confident person. I am too, but I can't help that negative talk that creeps in from time to time.
Right.
So how do you stop that self-sabotage?
Yes. So I have definitely had that problem since I was a very young person. And it would be these flashes that would just come across me.
Right.
A flash of pure self-hate, self-loathing.
Right.
Uncontrollable.
Right.
Like, who? Yeah. Just hate me. Just what is that? Mm-hmm. And I would have to really stop in my tracks and take a minute to try to turn my mind around.
Yeah.
At 18, I looked in the mirror and I said, I have to make a decision. Either I'm either going to hate myself or I'm going to love myself.
Right, yeah. Right.
And I'm talking to myself in the mirror as I'm saying this. Are you going to hate yourself or are you going to love yourself?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I decided to love myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like love came over
right.
me.
Yeah. Right.
I was attacked by love. But the love was already there. Mm-hmm. So it started to rise up more than the self-hate that would pop in. Because that's a very dark place, dark place. And there's a few people I've talked off the ledge who were ready to call it. Every once in a while, I'll get hit up online and I'm like, don't do it. Just wait. Just get through tonight. Just ignore them for a minute. You're going to be okay. We need you. I need you. I need you to be all right. Just get through tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about 14-year-old kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I'll get hit up like a little while later, like I'm good. I'm doing okay. I made it through that. Because if you give it a little time, I feel like God lets something in to put light in that space of darkness.
That's
you know?
A fact.
But if you cut the time, if you stop too short, then we won't give it the chance that it needs.
For real. Thank you so much. And just keep those positive thoughts about yourself in your head when that self-sabotage comes up. You go, I love myself and not today.
Don't block your blessings.
That part right there.
Way to be brave enough to live out there for 10 years.
Yes.
I've been like, that's not your business.
Yeah.
Or is it?
All right. Remy Bader is a content creator and curve model with millions of followers. Hey, Remy, what did you want to say today?
Hi, beautiful.
How are you? I'm so happy to be here. You're all amazing. I got let go from my job during the pandemic, and around that time, I gained probably like 60 pounds, and I was struggling with that. And one day when I was going shopping in Soho, I live in New York City, I went to about 15 stores and not one of those stores had above a size 10 or 12.
Wow.
Now I'm like an 18. So I started just being honest on TikTok about why are we only seeing on social media the good? No one's showing the bad.
Right, right.
Like, what about like the clothes that don't fit you? Or what about when you order clothes online and you're supposed to look like what the model looks like? No one looks like what the model looks like.
Right.
So I started putting a little humor on it to make myself feel better. And I did these things that I now do called realistic hauls, where I kind of call out the brands and I show the good and I show the bad and I tell them to do better.
Okay, I look like mud. What the hell is that? Please, Revolve, please, just make some larger clothing. Back again with a realistic, misguided haul. The hell is it? Oh, something's wrong with it. I think we do something crazy like around. What did I do? I'm done.
These brands don't even know what they're doing. Like, let's try and laugh about it, but like, it's not our fault.
Magic words.
I'm so grateful. I have people coming up to me in the streets every day. Like, I never left my apartment until I saw your videos. Like, thank you. And that's amazing. But every day I get tens of thousands of you fat whale, this. I'm changing these brands. Like, they're listening. But like, then you get that and it's like, why am I getting so upset?
Mm-hmm. And that's tough. And I've definitely had to ignore a lot of people. I've grown thicker skin, but I also don't even read it.
Yeah.
I'm like, bye, 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 bye. Light. bye, 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 heart.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Yeah.
It's tough because it hurts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It hurts when somebody says something, you know, snide to you, you know? But you found success being yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Figuring it out for you. Not knowing, just like a young Queen Latifah didn't know, that so many women out there wanted to have someone that looked like me represent them.
Absolutely, La. You know? To add to that, La, and for you too, Remy, it's not easy to be a trailblazer.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, too, that any kind of negativity that's coming your way is not about you. That is a projection of how that person feels about themselves. And I know it's hard. Right. But that is fact and that is true. So you keep doing you. You keep, keep doing you.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. You're doing a good thing. That's you really are.
Yes.
And I hope to run into you in New York City walking down the block.
You know? Thank you, Remy. LaShelle, you're up next.
Hey, LaShelle.
Hi, ladies. Hello, queen. I just want to let you know I was born in 88. So I've known you my entire life.
Snap.
I love you so much. So I'm a female rapper.
Push flow in, then we stay faded. Flow is straight magic, and they wanna battle me.
I'm having issues with thinking I'm supposed to look like everybody else just to get my music heard. I thought that, you know, I needed to go and get a BBL or something. A few years ago, I got breast implants. And like every time I feel insecure, I can't just run out and get surgery. I could end up making myself sick. My question to you, Queen, is how did you have the courage to be yourself and not worry about what everybody else looked like around you?
Well, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Heavy question, but it's great. My father told me very early if I wanted to do things, I have to believe in myself, but sometimes I will have to stand alone.
That's
And you have to be able to have the courage to be the only one.
That's right.
Because if you don't believe in you, you're not going to get everybody else to bite.
Yeah.
You know, there's only one single you. Mm-hmm.
people.
You were created uniquely to do what you are supposed to do. In the world of hip-hop, I mean, I can't be a better Nicki than Nicki. I can't be a better Kim than Kim or Missy than Missy. Light is already light, right. So I can't be light. Right. I can't be a better Salt-N-Pepa than them. I just can't. They are who they are supposed to be, and they are the best at who they are.
Right.
But I can be the best Latifah.
That's right.
You know, so you have to decide for yourself what you are willing to do or not do for this business. I watched this one over here develop over years.
Mm-hmm.
She took her time. This wasn't an overnight thing. So what you may see as an overnight sensation is not always an overnight success.
Yeah.
It takes years to develop and find your lane and find your vibe and find your voice and really figure out, like, what do I want to say and who am I? Exactly.
100%. I'm still figuring that out.
And that's okay because you get to do that. But you can't remove a BBL. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. It's your body. I can't tell you what to do with it. All I could tell you is get your bars up, but you better get your bars up if you want to rap. Make sure that's right, but do your research. And, you know, that might be a passing fad and you stuck with it. So I would really put some serious thought into it. And I think you're beautiful as you are.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, be exactly. You, and it'll cut through.
Yep. There it is.
Thank you so much, Queen. I really appreciate that.
So, Shannon loves her body but has a concern. Hey, Shannon, how are you?
I am well. Hello, ladies. Ever since I was a young girl, my mother would always say, "You're not fat, you're fluffy."
Oh.
You know.
Wow.
So, my question is, if I were to lose this weight, would I lose my identity? Will I still see myself as beautiful? And will I love all of the curves that I see when I look in the mirror?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that fear because there was one time I was in Louisiana shooting a movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I told y'all this story. I was just walking down the street and this girl saw me and she was like, "Queen Latifah." She was a full-bodied woman.
Right.
Younger. She was like, excited to see me. "Queen Latifah. Oh, you're skinny."
Oh.
I was like, I felt disrespected. Like, who you calling skinny? You know what I mean? But it was more like I felt like I let her down because I wasn't at a larger weight maybe than in the past. I think you are who you are regardless.
Exactly.
All you need to do is check up on your health. How's your heart? How's your lungs? How are you doing that? Check yourself out from the inside. It sounds like your spirit is in a good place.
Yeah.
Sounds like your mind is in a good place.
Yeah.
If you want to lose weight or not lose a pound, that's up to you.
Exactly.
You know, but at least you'll be aware of where you are physically, and which is the most important part, you being around. Because we got Black women dying of heart attacks. Black and brown people are dealing with a lot of stressors, and those things definitely affect our health.
Absolutely. 100%.
I hope that answers your question.
It sure does. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love your voice.
Pam, you say your weight kept you from getting a promotion.
Yes, it did. I was discriminated on the job because of my plus size. I was in a training room, which was supposed to last for 12 months. When it came time for my promotion, my supervisor got a friend that was very young, very small, and put her in that position. I was laughed at. I was not taken seriously. I was a joke. I was not respected. And I knew that I had to get out of there.
Wow.
And I felt really bad because I looked very hard for a job.
Yeah.
I wanted a job so bad.
Right.
But when I quit the job, I felt like a failure. Whew, I said I wasn't going to cry.
God. It's
anyway,
okay.
Cry if you want. Your feelings are valid.
All I want to say is this to you, Jada. Thank you. For hearing us. Thank you so much, you and Queen, for hearing us.
Well, thank
because
you.
Because it's something that hurts very deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought anybody would hear me or listen. So I just want to thank you for hearing all of us.
Thank you, Pam. And I thank Queen, too, for coming to the table today because, Miss Pam, the way you've educated us right now and understanding the pain around being discriminated because of your weight, your physical appearance, and you bringing this subject to the table because I wasn't aware.
Right.
of discrimination in regards to weight in that way.
Meaning, wow.
And the job, in the workplace, I didn't know that it ran that deep.
Yeah.
That's what we love to do at the table, is to get educated. It's all about trying to bring more compassion and understanding in the world.
That's right.
You know? It really is.
Yeah.
And I have to add that Set It Off is my favorite movie. So thank you.
I know you was ready to set it off in that room.
I know, that part right there. Thank you, Ms. Pam.
Thank you, Ms. Pam.
It's one of my favorites, too.
It is definitely one of my favorites.
This is just the best day of my life.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Pam. And thank you to all of you for joining us today, for our queen right here. Really appreciate it. Thank you for your testimonies. I love you so much because you are one of the most gentle, sincere hearts that I know. And just...
Likewise.
For people to have the ability to be in connection to that, it's going to be so healing. It makes my heart feel good for you.
Don't you start. Don't you stop looking at you. I close my eyes. She's trying to date me, y'all. You see it, right? Y'all see this.
I know. But, you know, I love you so much because you're just such a cuddle. Your heart is just so soft and warm. And being in your presence is like a warm embrace.
Thank you for having me, and
anytime.
Continued success here.
Thank
you. Table.
Yeah.
Yo, I just want those teeth.
The glitter?
Yo.
You can get them anytime.
I know a chick.
I need to know
a chick who does it really right.
Yeah.
Pop those in on something. Love y'all. See you soon.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.